Now we're in lesson 76, and we're looking at one of those evidences we talked about that they point to in our school system for the truth of evolution. We're looking at embryology, that we descended from a common ancestor. I put the counter for these lessons in the book that we have out on the website, but for here on our online book, we're just going to go through a few key points of all that material to give you an idea of why this isn't true. Let's go to the next slide as we look at embryology. Now here what you're looking at is a picture taken right out of Biology Concepts and Connections, 5th edition, that's used in our high schools. This shows the sequence of the early stages of development in different types of animals as you move from early to later stages. Let's walk through this so you can get an idea of what's being said here in this picture. If you click the screen, what we have is comparing early stages of development is another major source of evidence for the common descent of organisms. This is coming right out of the classroom textbook that's taught in our schools. One sign that vertebrates evolved from a common ancestor is that all of them have an embryonic stage in which they have structures on the sides of their throat called phrygial pouches. At this stage, the embryos of fishes, frogs, snakes, birds, and mammals look relatively alike. They take on more and more distinctive features as development progresses. For example, the pharyngeal pouches developed into gills in fishes, but into parts of the ears and throat in humans. Again, this is being taught in our biology textbooks in our high school systems. Look at the takeaway. Really? Now, can we test this evidence that today is taught to your high school student? Let's click on the next page. Here's the problem. This is a false claim as evidence for evolution because it's not true. What you're looking at here are actual pictures of what these early embryo stages really look like. Go ahead and click the screen. Do the actual photos of these early embryonic stages really look similar? Not even close to what you just saw in the previous slide. So why do our high school textbooks show photos that make these early stages appear similar? It's because biologists have known for over 100 years that Haeckel, the scientist who put these pictures together, faked the drawings. Vertebrate embryos never looked as similar as he made them out to be, coming from Jonathan Wells in his book, Icons of Evolution. One of the greatest embryologists in history, Adam Sedgwick, said this: "There is no stage of development in which the unaided eye would fail to distinguish between them with ease. Every embryologist knows that embryonic differences exist and could bring forward numerous instances of them. I need only say with regard to them that a species is distinct and distinguishable from its allies from the very earliest stages all through development." So the real truth is, embryology is not an evidence for evolution. On the contrary, it points to unique creation, because even at the earliest stages, they're different. This is lesson 76, looking at embryology and what your teenager is being taught in school.